Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Oh, so many levels. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing this morning?
Good. We're going to be really spicy and fun this morning.
Spicy. What an interesting descriptive word you've used there.
We're going to just... It's just such a bright genre.
I love disco. My parents both were like real disco lovers. And I mean like the tacky disco, going to like a colourful floored discotheque.
Yes, with
and
the ball.
Dancing, yes, and dancing their asses off.
Well, I mean, it's funny you say that because it does in some spaces get a really bad rap. You know, and tacky and kitsch is something people use to describe it. And that's a really interesting part of the history that we'll talk about today. You know, like the anti-disco
movement.
Backlash, disco sucks. And we'll hear why. So it's a 1970s genre, and discotheque literally means library of records.
Oh, like bibliotheque.
Biblioteca, la biblioteca.
Kinotheque.
So it was a French word. They used it for nightclubs, and so disco is just a shortening. And you think of in the 70s, post-hippies, which introduced more like free love and sex, and it was New York clubs, and it was really the gay clubs.
Mm.
And so that was part of, like, later the backlash, that it was a real space of freedom for the queer community, African-Americans, Latinos, women to go, because you think of the rock music at the time, it was really masculine.
Yep.
You know, Led Zeppelin and, rock. You know, there's rock, you know, Kiss. And so this was like a space where you could have a feather boa and glitter. And apparently, like, even before then, most dancing was like couples.
Ooh.
You know, you face somebody
right.
and you
so
dance
like
with
a,
them.
A duet.
Whereas chance. This, you got this like mob of just freedom and people can just, you know, do whatever. And so it was really changed a lot about music. Mm. And so with the backlash, it looks like it died. But it, as we know, and we're still listening to it, it didn't. It phased through lots of different things that we'll talk about as well.
Do you want to play the first
what
track?
What have we got?
Okay, this is iconic.
First.
This is I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor.
Oh, yes!
I love because Jen doesn't quite know what tracks we're going to hear today.
Oh, no,
so
I don't.
So very exciting.
You should sample her. Oh, yes!
I'm potentially going to sing along to the entire song. But then I spend so
many nights thinking this intro, right? Am I right? For a song? What? And I
learned how so good.
So you can well, so she can hear how it is empowering. It's literally about
so
gaslighting.
Yes, absolutely.
And so you can take it as a one-on-one relationship, but you can also take it as like the queer community. Like, you're not going to tell me that I'm not worthy and that I'm wrong.
Yeah.
You know, this is powerful. And, you know, you can probably hear it sung and... By drag lip sync by drag queens.
You can totally see how this would have come on in a club and people just would have been like, oh my god, like
I will survive.
Exactly like this. This is perfect.
I'm doing a lot of very like wide dance moves.
This
is taking up a lot of space.
Yeah, I read something, it was about, you know, girls getting in a circle with their handbags in the middle and dancing. And all the men realized, oh my god, I'm not getting any tonight. You know,
they don't need me?
Yes.
I actually recently listened to a podcast with her on it. The podcast is about food, but...
With Gloria Gaynor?
Yes. So she's just released another album, got it at her second or third Grammy, I believe.
She does gospel and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Second Grammy.
I want to hear what the listeners' views are on disco. So text into 53395. Do you love it?
I don't know
if I want to hear if you don't.
Yeah, I was just going to say, text in a yay or yay. I don't want to hear any nays.
So if you got your three-piece polyester suit or your wraparound dress.
Yes, wraparound dress.
Flares, platforms, boob tubes, medallions,
so was
turban.
This,
you can wear your turban.
Was this
shiny
the
turban.
Start, was this the start of the genre or more towards the end?
This was like right smack in the middle of the big hits.
Yeah.
Because it had been very underground club music, and it also, therefore, a lot of underground record labels, you know, because the mainstream didn't recognize it for a long time. See, that's where you got so much diversity and freedom and
DIY.
Creativity.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I feel like with this song in particular, even if you're not a huge disco fan or you haven't delved into a bunch of disco, everybody knows this song. surely.
Definitely. And it's an orchestra. Now it's moved to electronic. In fact, this spawned all of, you know, EDM.
Yes.
But this was orchestras, and they were Latin orchestras that played cha-cha and mambo and bossa nova. And so it's got a strong Latin vibe. You can hear the congas and the bongos.
Yes.
There's an episode in what's that 70s show where Fez, they discover disco for the first time, and Fez goes, what is that? That just sounds like Latin music. Like,
I love it.
Because it was, you know, Latin music.
But I actually, this podcast, she told a little story about that song. She had a like huge accident beforehand and was really physically injured. And that was after her sort of rehab journey, getting back to being normal bodied.
Oh.
She was offered this track, and it was a B-side?
Yes, yeah.
It was a B-side, and then it was just this blown up hit.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing too about this genre, is it was, the DJs had control now. And that's why you do get a lot of more like one hit wonders, because it's not like following a band, it's people followed a DJ.
Yeah.
And they would just play a song and vibe with what the audience was and just pick and choose and swap and go back and forth. And of course now DJ culture is huge. So this started all of that.
Mm. Wow, so that's be crazy. Thankful to disco people. What have we got next?
A Taste of Honey. Boogie Oogie Oogie. Boogie Oogie Oogie. Can't get it out.
We've got a couple of texts. Someone saying, good disco is good, bad disco is very bad.
Now, there's particular steps. People go to class. Well, white people would go to classes to learn the hustle and the bump. And this song's called Boogie Oogie. So there's two themes in disco, sex and dancing.
Yes.
So you have the hustle, the freak, you know, like, and just our dance. Like, you know, you don't want to talk about much. You know, stop getting serious. Oh, that bass.
Someone else texted in saying, love disco in all its forms, but much prefer the underground club hits to the post-Saturday Night Fever whitification of disco that you hear at every white person's wedding.
Why you gotta be bad on white people getting married? No, but it was a huge slap in the face to have the Bee Gees become the face of disco.
Yeah.
White people always need that gateway drug. You know, like,
it's true.
They just, you know, and so out of all the bands in the world, not to say that some of that music on the album is just great, but that it was three white Australian guys that sort of became the face of disco music. And it had been this, you know, really underground, queer, black movement. So that was 1977 with Saturday Night Fever. So it's about freedom, euphoria, and there was drugs. A lot of drugs. Oh, and free sex. Sex.
And sexy dancing, it's like.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where that Latin thing comes into.
There are so many texts coming and I can't even keep up with them.
Now when you think about the electric guitar and the sort of rock, you know, with the lead guitar, this guitar is just that scratch. I have a friend that calls it porn guitar. I wouldn't know. I would not know. But that just that sort of, it's rhythm guitar, you know, rather than lead guitar. So this is quite a distinctive sound. Your body move, listen to the music. She's telling you exactly what to do. Oh, you can also wear dancewear. You know, leotards.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Shiny ones.
Stretchy
tights.
And shiny.
Yes. And they're still popular in the drag community. Hey, the leotards, the little one pieces.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, this is called a break, right? Where all the music goes out and you've just got, you know, minimalist instrument.
What was it used for?
Well, it became...
A rest. Just a breather.
And, you know, it's just a way of extending the song.
Yeah, okay.
But it became... The DJs would mix the break so it goes longer, and that became break dance song.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Iconic.
Because previously music wouldn't have that, you know, like, yeah, let's just stop in the middle and pair back the instruments.
I feel like it really utilizes a lot of the musical stuff, like by reintroducing it as well, like being able to go down and then bring it back up.
There's a very technological orientation and, you know, the way of mixing and remixing. It invented remixes, extended singles, putting the BPMs on your record.
Mm.
You know, because why, you know, I don't need to know the BPM.
DJs do.
Yes. Here, I just said we didn't have lead guitar, and now we have lead guitar.
purely for timing, and I feel terrible doing this.
That's okay. Let's move into the next one.
Into the next tracks. You know, you've got to have time for Anita Ward.
Yeah, well, because if you hate mainstream disco, this is mainstream disco.
I love all this.
Oh, that drum, that electric drum.
Boo! This is called Ring My Bell.
Yeah.
I think it's sexual meaning.
Yeah, I
have
no idea what it means.
There's a lot of ambiguous lyrics, repeated lyrics.
Oh, that guitar.
It's definitely something that's easy to move to, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've just put my steps up 1,000 in this last 10 minutes by stepping on the spot back and forth.
That's true. Everybody's fitness is going off. So other big names to listen to, Sylvester, Sheik, Donna Summer, Village People, Casey and the Sunshine Band. But then they made weird classical mixes of disco mixes of classical songs.
Why haven't I heard this before?
You have. The Beethoven one.
The symphony.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. Of course.
And then even rock stars released disco albums. Rod Stewart, you know, Do You Think I'm Sexy? Kiss had disco. It was this weird bandwagon. Barbra Streisand had a disco song that everybody jumped on. It was so big. Was a huge disco sucks campaign, and there was this at a sports game they encouraged people to bring their disco records, and they smashed them and shot them like skeet shooting, you know, where you throw them out and you shoot it. The rock radio hegemony.
It's really like active hate.
Yeah, absolutely. Disco sucks was a really common sort of phrase. There's t-shirts and you know, graffiti of it. You know, radio stations bragging that they don't play. And some people feel it was this backlash, sort of white male backlash against it. Disco was feminine. It was
I was going to say
gay. And it also crossed class lines. Like all that fashion stuff I was talking about was a cheap way for poor people to dress upper class,
to look
right?
Fancy.
Polyester, three-piece suit, medallions, you know, gold. Like it was, and so it's like they want everyone back in their place.
Yeah.
And it is really different aesthetically from rock music. You know, there's no electoral introspection here. There's no.
Yeah. I do feel like there's a real similarity, even now, with comparing guitar music, rock music, and sometimes I play, you know, quite high pop or R&B, and if there's too much, sometimes it really gets on people's nerves.
Yeah, but see, people think it's a musicological difference, but some of it is based in racism, sexism, and homophobia.
Yeah. Mm.
And people need to check, like, where... Who told them what is right and what is wrong?
Like coming from
Yeah.
I love that.
Those BBs.
And the other thing is, imagine knowing the song in and out and being able to dance in a club to it.
Totally.
Signaling all these lyrics.
It's got that real participation. You know, it's not like I'm watching a master.
Yeah.
It's me. I get to be a part of it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to send a link to the segment to my dad, because he spent his 50th birthday down at, is it Boogie Nights? That's now closed down in Wellington.
Yep.
And I remember mum coming home after that and being like, your father wouldn't stop dancing. Like, he wouldn't stop dancing.
How low did he unbutton his shirt? That's the question.
I would say probably yes.
Okay, I'm going to run through what we had. We had the classic I Will Survive, Gloria Gaynor, Boogie Oogie Oogie, A Taste of Honey, and this is Ring My Bell by Anita Ward.
This has made my morning. Really has.
What ding-a-ling-a-ling.
See from you next week.
Well, I do like to bounce back between various, you know, styles of music. So I was thinking of doing same time period glam rock.
Oh, that'll be interesting. Ooh,
more of the costume outfits. I love that.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Ding dong ding. Ding
dong. I better move this ship along, I think. Yeah. Tess is like, come on, Jim.
That's me. That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.